This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Cities and towns across central Texas have been experiencing dramatic population growth. That's certainly true in Dripping Springs. The Hill Country town has more than tripled its population since 2000. But mental health services haven't kept up with that growth. KUT's Dalia Jones reports on how different parts of the community have stepped up to fill the gap.
Dripping Springs high school senior Trinity Wade has big dreams. She wants to study neuroscience and become a psychiatrist. But last year, her interest in mental health collided with her personal life.
I didn't find out about my sister till I got home that day, when my grandma told me.
Wade's younger sister attempted suicide by taking pills before school. She says it was hard to talk to her sister about what happened.
I don't know. I never really did think to ask her. I wanted to, but like those couple weeks, she just looked really drained.
Her sister is doing better now, but Wade says the attempt made her want to do more for fellow students when it comes to mental health. She's president of the school psychology club and is trying to begin a chapter of the National Alliance of Mental Health at her school. NAMI Central Texas Executive Director Karen Reyna says this would be the first time a high school has started a chapter in the area.
Our kids face the kinds of things that even 10 years ago my own kids didn't face, and I certainly didn't as a kid. You know, the social media impact, the constant impact of news, and I think we have to create safe spaces for them to know how to navigate those.
The Dripping Springs Independent School District agrees. Superintendent Bruce Gearing says creating those safe spaces is the aim of a recently created long-term plan. He says the district put together a mental health task force after seeing an uptick in mental health cases.
At the middle schools and the high schools, we're seeing a sharp increase in cases of anxiety, of depression, of even suicidal ideation. We've been very fortunate that we haven't had any action on the suicide side, but we're very aware that that is certainly an issue that we have to deal with.
Ultimately, the district's goal is to put a licensed mental health counselor or social worker on every campus within the next 10 years. Gearing says the main focus will be removing barriers to mental health care access and getting parents resources.
So our goal is to make sure that we're developing them academically for sure, but at the same time that we're developing their social emotional skills to make sure that they can be positive contributors to the world.
Was a patroness for those who struggle with mental health.
Positive contributions are the whole focus of Father Charlie Garza's job. The Catholic priest recently led a fundraising effort at St. Martin de Porres in Dripping Springs to expand the church's capacity. He says with every new building, the goal was always to have each facility help heal the community.
It surprised me how many people came to the church for help when they were having mental health struggles.
Garza has a personal connection to mental health. His mother struggled coping with bipolar disorder when he was growing up. And as a priest, he's seen the toll a serious mental health crisis can have on families, including suicides.
Even though it was, there were moments where it was, you know, hard for all of us, to me, I see a lot of blessing in how God's been able to use me in these experiences to bring help and to shine a light in this area. And to me, that's the grace of it all.
And he says that light will have even more room to shine in the church's new multipurpose center, which includes room for counseling and mental health resources, something he says was in short supply as Dripping Springs rapidly grew, which forced some in his church to find help elsewhere.
There would be counselors that sometimes would be as far north as Cedar Park or would be in the Austin area.
The new facility at St. Martin de Porres gives Karen Reynes with NAMI another outlet to expand their services as well.
So often it's the faith communities that are providing some of the social services needed in those spaces and places, and providing some of the services that people are needing and connecting them to resources. They become the de facto social service organizations in those communities.
That's why her organization has partnered with St. Martin de Porres to provide training to staff.
We train people to teach the classes, to lead the support groups, to do the presentations. So that means we're going to be stepping into the community, looking for new volunteers from those communities who have a real commitment to their life there to help make it happen. Because we can't go in there and make it happen. We have to partner with the folks that are living there that say, yes, this matters. We want to bring this to our community.
And moving forward, Reynes says NAMI will need to take this model to other counties around Austin. They'll be providing services and trainings in counties like Williamson and Bastrop counties, and they've hired a new outreach coordinator to help make those community connections. Dalia Jones, KUT News.